On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, welcome to another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show with me and Mark in California. And I think we got a pretty good show. I think it won't be a very long show. I think last time was our longest ever, but I think today will be a little bit shorter unless we decide to start bloviating.
Which we do quite a bit.
Yeah, we do. So I think this time we're going to start off with a little intellectual poetry, which is brought to you by Annie Lanuet. She loves this bit, so I saw her today, so we talked about it, and I think she's a fan of this one that I have for you.
Yeah, this is for you, so make sure you share this with everybody you know.
Everybody you know, all the 20-somethings down in Smyrna.
There you go.
All right, so Mark, are you ready for some of this? This bit is basically we read the lyrics of a song, and we don't put any melody, any beat, nothing to it, so you just have to know the words, and it's not easy.
Yes, and sometimes it's a song of pure genius. Or it can be a song that's absolute garbage.
Yeah, exactly. So I picked this song. The whole theme of the song is funny to me. But anyway, so I'm going to read the lyrics to you. You have to come up with the artist and the name of the song.
Okay.
So it's a little tough.
All right, everybody play along at home.
All right, so here we go. Before the story begins, is it such a sin for me to take what's mine until the end of time? We were more than friends before the story ends, and I will take what's mine, create what God would never design. Any idea?
It seems familiar, but I don't know off the top of my head. I'm going to say, is that Striper?
No, that is not Striper. And you're not even close, really.
Well, they said God. They said God, Striper, you know. Hey, yeah, it was a shot.
I get it. Okay. I get it. So I have no problem reading the whole lyrics. You know, usually we have to skip the chorus, but not on this one.
I'm going to guess this thing is so obscure that I'm not going to get it no matter what you read to me.
No, I've seen this band a couple of times, and they play this song every time.
Okay.
So here we go with the second verse. It's kind of a long one.
Alrighty.
Our love had been so strong for far too long, I was weak with fear that something would go wrong. Before the possibilities came true, I took all possibility from you. I almost laughed myself to tears, conjuring her deepest fears. I must have stabbed her 50 effing times. I can't believe it. Ripped her heart out right before her eyes. Eyes over easy. Eat it, eat it, eat it. She was never this good in bed, even when she was sleeping. Now she's so perfect, I've never been quite so effing deep in her. It goes on and on and on. I can't keep you looking young and preserved forever with a fountain to spray on your youth for whenever. Any idea?
It's freaking Twisted. Yeah. For sure. Initially I'm thinking Alice Cooper.
Getting a little closer.
But that's so bizarre. I'm going to say, is it Ghost?
No, it is not Ghost.
Damn it.
No.
Do I get any hints there?
When I saw them last time, it was at kind of a festival, and Ghost was at this show. They played, and then these guys were the headliner of the night. And this was only about, I'll say, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
All right. Then this... I'll wait until to tell you when this was released, but okay, we'll go for one more verse.
I'm going to guess this is pretty recent or within the last 20 years, maybe.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Because I really always knew that my little crime would be cold. That's why I got a heater for your thighs. And I know it's not your time, but bye-bye. And a word to the wise when the fire dies. You think it's over, but it's just begun. Baby, don't cry. You had my heart, at least for the most part, because everybody's got to die sometime. We fell apart. Let's make a new start, because everybody's got to die sometime. Yeah, yeah. But baby, don't cry. That's the chorus.
Jeez. I can't believe we dedicated this particular bit to your oldest child, and it's about necrophilia.
She loves this song.
Disgusting. So. I'm going to guess, is it Avenged Sevenfold?
Yes, it is. Nice.
Couldn't tell you the name of the song, though.
Yeah, they don't... The song, the music is almost like a circus. It's kind of funny, but the song is called A Little Piece of Heaven.
People God would never design. Our love had been so strong for far too long. I was weak with fear that something would go wrong. Before the possibilities came true, I took on possibilities.
That's twisted.
Yeah, it's from 2007, their self-titled album. Not their debut, but their self-titled, which is when they just completely blew up.
Wow. That's when the singer was more of a screamer, grunter type, because I know they switched. They became more melodic, I think, album.
Yeah, this album was when they switched to that. You know, it's got, funny enough, this is the album with Scream on it.
Okay.
And this is when they just, their earlier albums were more like that, like you were describing. But this is when they got huge.
Okay, well,
like I said, they headlined a 2-day festival in Camden, no, not Camden, in Chester, Pennsylvania, just south of Philly.
Okay,
and they had Slayer, Ghost, Avenged Sevenfold, Five Finger Death Punch, Volbeat, Anthrax. It was a whole day. It was awesome.
Oh, sounds cool. The lyrics reminded me of Cold Ethel, which is a song by Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
He talks about a girl he puts in the refrigerator and takes her out and has his way with her.
Yeah, wow. It's kind of disturbing, but yeah.
Yeah, the lyrics we just listened to, a little on the disturbing side.
Yeah. And the funny thing is the music's all happy and upbeat and... It's so cool.
Kind of like shiny, happy people music with lyrics that talk about disgusting
lyrics about
stuff.
Killing you.
By the way, that was my phone. It says scam likely. I will not answer it. They're probably asking me about my auto insurance or something stupid like that.
Yeah, about your the warranty on your truck.
God, give it up. I'm not going to answer it. They think I'm an old guy. Well, they know I'm an old guy, but I'm not going to fall for that crap.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a good one.
I don't know if you get a point for that or not. You got half.
I got some.
You got the band.
Come on. I'm only asking for the band. Same thing.
All right.
Because the newer bands you like Ghost, you like Avenged Sevenfold. So you tend to lean towards those a little bit. But I don't think Five Finger Death Punch is like one of your favorite bands. I don't know.
They're okay. I'm not going to... I didn't leave the show when they started playing.
Yeah, I watched them, but I'm not familiar. I think I know one song by them. So,
yeah.
All right. So what I got from you, so those lyrics are pretty cool. Twisted, but cool. What I'm giving you is lyrics are complete garbage. Crap.
All right, great.
Crap song by an artist you know very well. So let me start this. I mean, I think a 5-year-old could have written these lyrics. Oh, no, I'll take it. Maybe a 10-year-old. Okay.
Okay.
Starts off with, ow. Ooh. Ow. That's right. Ooh. You know what? You know, I kind of love you. Yeah. All the way to the bitter end. Because you're breaking my balls. You're making me crawl on all fours again. Ow. What do you think?
Jeez. Is it Sammy Hagar?
It's not Sammy. Well, you think that low, Sammy Hagar?
There are some of his songs that are like, what? Have you heard Amsterdam?
Oh, that song's terrible.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Sam, it's not Sammy Hagar. It's,
okay.
And it doesn't have the word love in it yet, so.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, yeah, I like it rough. Ha ha. Ooh, you know, I like it that rough stuff. These are terrible, I know.
Oh, jeez. How much to go by?
I don't need your affection. Let me shake and lift a leg. Yeah. Your eyes are gone. I'll bark like a dog and let you roll in bed.
Jeez.
This is a guy who's a major artist.
Is it Wasp?
No! It is not Wasp, but you're in the right direction.
All right.
All right, this was released in 2004, but this person, it's a male artist, has had a career since the 70s and is still active today. And when I take your body, so help me God, we go all night long. Let me tie you up and I'll make you bark like a dog. Yeah. And you say, what big eyes you have. And I say, the better to see you with. And you say, what big arms you have. And I say, the better to hold you with. And you say, that's a big tongue you've got. And I say, the better to eat you with, my dear. Ha, ha, ha. What do you think?
I think my granddaughter could have written that. Shit. Rick Springfield.
No. It's not Rick Springfield. There was a huge hint in that song when I was reading the lyrics. A huge hint. Okay, you want me to read the lyrics again? The huge hint?
Yeah.
And you say, that's a big tongue you've got. And I say, the better to eat you with, my dear. Who is it?
It gotta be Kiss. Or Gene Simmons specifically.
It's Gene Simmons. From the album A-Hole, the song is called Dog.
And you say, what big arms you have. And I say, the better to hold you with. And you say, that's a big tongue you've got. And I say, the better to eat you with, my dear.
Oh, really, Gene?
Yeah. It's absolute horse hockey. It's crap.
It's, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Ooh, yeah.
That whole album, A-Hole, is terrible.
I might have gotten through half of it, and that was it.
I think there's like three decent songs, but yeah. Dog is not one of them. I think he wrote some of this album with a guy named Bag. B-A-G, oh, Bag. He's some, okay. Some Canadian artist that we've never heard of again. So, yeah.
Maybe Dog. We should use this album for a last chance.
Yeah, we could put that on the list for the future. Yeah, I got to see if I even have the whole album. I was so disappointed with it. It was like, ugh.
I don't know that I have it. I think you may have sent it to me.
I think I sent you the songs that were okay and just didn't bother sending the songs that were. I know I don't have Dog for sure. I looked today, yeah.
All right, well.
So we can't recommend Dog, but we can recommend, Danny can recommend the Avenged Sevenfold song for people who like that kind
of thing. Oh, yeah. That song is totally out of left field, but it's cool.
Yeah. Before we get to the next bit, how about some commercials?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. To pay the bills.
We'll cover this.
All right, boys and girls out in podcast land, time for Cover This, where we take a song that's been covered many, many times, probably, or not. Some of these are familiar, some of them are not. We give you a 30-second clip of the song. You have to give us the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song.
So, that's a lot of data.
Yeah, but some, but lots of times we just say, hey, like, give me the artist and the covering. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
But well, I think I got something good for you this week. You definitely know the covering artist. You definitely know the artist doing the song. So go ahead, everybody else in podcast land, play along with this one. Good luck, Danny.
All right, let's hear. Here we go. All right. I definitely know that song.
Knows the song. So who is the band covering that song? Or?
Well, I know the song is She's Too Tough.
Correct.
And that's from Retroactive by Def Leppard.
Correct.
I love that song. Totally. Yeah. That version doesn't sound quite like the Def Leppard overproduced version.
Yeah, the Def Leppard version actually came out in 1992. It was a bonus track on Adrenalize, appeared in 1993's Retroactive. Here's the weird thing. The song that you heard came out in 1987. So jeez. She's Too Tough was actually written by Joe Elliott.
But it didn't show up on a Def Leppard album.
Correct, until later. So the cover version came out first.
All right. The vocalist sounds really familiar. Oh, shoot. I have it in my head. Is that Helix?
Wow. Good one. It is Helix. It was on Wild in the Streets in 1987. So She's Too Tough was written for Hysteria. And I guess they just had it around. Helix recorded it.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. So they did a Def Leppard demoed it, and then they re-recorded it again. So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I wonder how
Helix found it or got a hold of it.
Like I don't
know what their relationship with Joe Elliott was that they heard or got that song.
Or maybe they didn't have enough songs for an album and Def Leppard was floating around some demos and they picked it up and recorded it way before the Def Leppard version ever came out. It was weird because I was actually going to do a different cover song on that same album. There's a song called Dream On by Helix, which is a ballad first recorded by Nazareth in 1982.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So I'm glad
you didn't do that one.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd have a shot at that one. So then I saw She's Too Tough. I'm like, I wonder if that's the one Def Leppard did. And sure enough, it was.
It is. I like the Def Leppard version. I hadn't heard the Helix version, but that guy's got a very distinct voice.
Yeah. I like the Def Leppard version, too. Much better.
Yeah.
So good one. So you did well on that,
all right, so I got a point.
Yeah, you got something. You got everything. You got 3 points on that.
Ooh,
so I have to get every damn thing on this one.
All right. Well, good luck, because this one, you'll know the covering artist for sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the other two.
All right. So let's see if I know this one. Definitely know the song,
yeah.
But I don't think I know that version of the song. That was originally recorded by Rose Tattoo, and the song's Nice Boys.
Yep.
And I know Guns N' Roses did it, but that does not sound like Guns N' Roses. Unless it is Guns N' Roses. Okay, I'm going to say the covering artist is Guns N' Roses because I have no clue.
That is correct.
It is? Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd get Rose Tattoo.
Well, I only know two Rose Tattoo songs. Nice Boys and Rock and Roll Outlaw.
All right. I was looking into Rose Tattoo. They've been around since 76.
Remember the Mel Gibson movie? What's it, the second one? Road Warrior?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bald guy is the lead singer of Rose Tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have much. I don't think he has any speaking roles in it, but he's there. He's one of the guys trying to take all his gas.
Right. So, yeah.
He's a little short guy, too. Angry Anderson.
Yeah, he's the only one that's been in the band the whole time.
Right. They've been around since like as long as AC/DC. It's like one of those bands that's revered in Australia, but they just never made it anywhere else. So some people know who they are. Yeah, just didn't make it.
There you go.
Just like the Angel City or the Angels. They were the same deal. So yeah, so I think I won that one. No hints, no nothing. Come on. We both
you didn't give me any hints.
I told you Joe Elliott wrote it.
After I guessed it, what are you talking about? We both have got all three.
All right.
We tied it.
All right, stop trying to divide the nation, Danny. Okay, we're all on the same page here. All right. So we both did well on that one. So, and
those weren't easy either.
No, not really. Except for the hardcores out there. Like, oh, God, like that's so easy.
Yeah, whatever.
You definitely didn't get the first one. You didn't get the Gene Simmons one.
No.
So I think I'm leading going into rapid fire. What do you think?
All right. We'll see how you do.
Yeah, you probably. I mean, lately you've been stepping your game up. And you've been killing me in rapid fire. So.
Yeah.
I think actually with my questions, I think you're going to do okay. So
I think
super hard.
I don't know. I think I've got some that won't be too easy for you. I don't want to make them too easy. I heard that that Black Sabbath with
Ray Gillen,
Rob Halford.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet. Oh wait, hold on, my son is calling.
All right,
let me see. Yes, Max, you're on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. What do you got to say?
Can you pick me up? Oh wait, you can't.
Oh well, as soon as Danny and I get through rapid fire, I can pick you up.
Can Mom pick me up?
I can ask her.
You're doing your thing,
all right? All right. Well, thank you. Call your mom. Okay.
Dana showed me a picture of him today.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, he went on his first date today. He went to a movie with a girl.
Ooh, all right.
I see. Well, he went to homecoming with a girl, so he went to a movie, his first movie date with a girl. And that's
nice.
So.
All right.
That cheerleader.
Ooh la la.
Which is not a big deal because his sister's a cheerleader and she kind of set the whole thing up. So,
you know, Liv was a cheerleader at school. She was like captain of the team, of the varsity team. And then she just stopped. She said, people make fun of the cheerleaders.
Oh, at that school?
Like, no way. I was like, not in my school, man. The cheerleaders were the deal.
Yeah. So what grade did she stop?
She did 10th grade and that was it.
10th grade, she was done with it. Yeah.
Well, then she still did competitive cheer, but she just didn't cheer at school.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, the whole sideline thing, she was not into it at all.
Oh, my daughter knows zero about football, and she's up there on a little box standing watching the game. Doesn't have a clue. I'll ask her, who won? I don't know. I think we won. What was the score? No clue. No nothing.
Yeah, at our games, when the home team scores, the cheerleaders all run down to the end zone. Most of the time, they need to be told, we scored. Go down there.
Yeah.
No clue.
By the way, we are not bashing cheerleaders. If anybody listens to this who's a cheerleader, we love the cheerleaders. Okay.
Yeah, cheerleaders are great. Both my daughters were cheerleaders.
Yep. So we like cheerleaders on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. I don't want
not creepy at all.
I don't want. Yeah. We don't want anybody who, from the woke police, you know, banning our show all over the world. We don't need that.
We're a bunch of cheerleader-ophiles.
Yeah. All right, so we're down to it. It's rapid fire here, and I think my questions are good for you.
All right.
Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, go ahead, bring it.
Okay. Since 1979, how many drummers have been in Raven?
In Raven?
Raven. How many drummers they had since 1979?
I know there was Rob, the Wacko. Then there was another, I'm going to say four.
Ooh, so close. It was three.
Ah, dang it.
It was Joel Hasselvader and Mike Heller's the drummer now. But before that, they had a bunch of drummers before they got signed, and they had some stand-in drummers who weren't in the band. I guess they toured with somebody had to stand in, but three official members since 1979. So that's a miss, Danny.
Dang it.
Not off to a strong start.
All right. Well, let's see how you do on this one.
Okay.
All right. Put these Kiss studio albums in order of their peak charting position.
Oh, okay.
And all of these albums, there are six of them, and these are the only ones that had charted in single digits.
Six albums I have to put in exact order.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might want to write these down.
I'm right. Got my pen and paper ready.
Okay. Monster.
Okay.
Psycho Circus.
Okay.
Sonic Boom.
Okay.
Revenge. Love Gun. And Dynasty.
There's no way I'm going to get this.
And again, these are the only six albums that have charted in the top 10 for Kiss. So what do you think? Just start. What do you think has charted the highest?
Oh, and it's probably not the best album, too.
I think it's one you probably hate.
I'm going to say Sonic Boom charted the highest.
Yes, that is correct.
That's the first one. Okay.
All right. That charted at number two.
That's their biggest selling charting album in their history.
Yep, their highest Sonic charting Boom. Album in history.
Sonic Boom's okay, but Monster is not good. So just saying that, I'm going to say number two is Monster.
Yep.
Believe
that
it.
Actually tied with another one, but I'll give that to you because they both charted the same number.
What was it, number three?
Yep.
It's probably the first week, and then it dropped to like 99.
Probably. You got all the Kiss fans buying it, and that
okay,
was it.
Okay, so one, two, and three. Okay, now what's the third one? Then I'll have to go with number three is Psycho Circus.
That's correct.
Jeez, what number was
all
that?
All right, so Sonic Boom was number two,
uh-huh.
Or got up to number two. Sonic or Monster and Psycho Circus both got to three.
Three, so there's three left. So I got Revenge, Love Gun, or Dynasty. Wow. I'm going to say number four is Dynasty.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
you were doing so good.
Was it Revenge?
Nope. It was Love Gun. Love Gun made it to number four.
Really?
And it was number four. So
number four in the 70s. So that was their biggest charting album in the 70s. What was Dynasty? What did they finish at?
Dynasty, that was the last one. That made it to number nine.
Number nine. And Revenge was, I'm going
to
guess.
Revenge six. Made it to number six.
Damn, I was close.
Yep.
Damn it.
So Revenge topped at six. Dynasty topped at number nine.
And after all that hard work, I still got the question wrong.
Yeah, you still got 0 points.
Crap. Okay. Question.
All right.
That's a good question. Question two for you, which is not a list.
Okay, good.
On the weekend of September 17th, which was yesterday, what rock or metal band has the highest charting album at number three this week?
Ooh.
Rock or metal? Number three.
Number three, so it's got to be a very recent release.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say Megadeth.
That would be correct.
Yes.
What's the name of the album?
The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead.
Yep, number three this week. So next week it'll be number 170.
Yeah. It's a great album. Man, it is very hard.
I think I've only heard one song of it so far. So,
yeah, I've listened to the whole thing a couple of times. I'm definitely a fan of Megadeth over Metallica. I know that's not the popular thing, but
so this is probably their. You're saying this is probably their best album because the last couple before that weren't that great.
It's up there with their earlier albums. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a great album. Dave doesn't sound great, but he's got that gravelly voice that fits the songs.
And he's got a good band.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Yeah, I've been listening more to the new Skid Row album, so I haven't really had a chance to get to the new Megadeth quite yet.
So. Yeah. Skid Row, that's a great album, too.
Yeah. Yep. And you've been listening to the King's X album, too.
Yeah, that one really surprised me is how much I like it.
Cool. I like some of it. I like it, but I have to listen to a couple more times.
I really like early King's X, and then, you know, kind of they dip down a little bit for me, but then this new album is great.
Yeah, great harmonies.
Oh, well, they always have that. They're freaking, and their timing is, if you've never seen King's X, go and pay attention to what they're doing, because you can't just, they're not a band that you go, I'm going to go get a Coke. I'm going to go to the bathroom. You got to watch them, because they're unbelievable.
Yeah, last time I saw them, they were opening for Extreme, and both bands were so great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh. And then when the new Skid Row album comes out, even though we've both heard it, it's not even out yet. It's not out until October. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like October 14th. So, yeah, it's already one of my favorite albums of the year already. So.
Well, that new singer is fantastic.
Yeah, and they're good songs, too. Catchy ones. There's only one song that's kind of slow, and it's almost not a ballad. So it's pretty much nine rockers in a song that's mid-tempo. So,
and he sounds like Sebastian on a couple of songs. It's like, damn.
Yeah, he can do the screams and
Oh yeah.
That's why it sounds so good when they do the old songs because he can mimic Sebastian perfectly.
Yep.
All right, now we're down to the final questions, aren't we?
No, it's question number two for you.
Oh, okay. So I need to get this right because you got the Megadeth answer correct. Okay.
Here we go. Who are the only two members besides Alice of the Alice Cooper band to be in the band for the duration of the band? There were two other guys besides Alice Cooper that were in the Alice Cooper band, not the solo artist, but the Alice Cooper band, that did Million Dollar Babies and all that.
I thought there was all five of them.
There were two of them that started out first and then two others
joined later,
joined a little bit later. But it didn't look like they replaced anybody.
Is one of them Michael Bruce?
No.
Glenn Buxton?
Yes, Glenn Buxton.
And the drummer, right? Player.
No, the bass player.
I can't remember the names offhand.
As the bass player, nobody respects the bass players.
Yeah, what's his name?
Dennis Dunaway.
Damn it. Yeah. Damn it. And I should have got that. What was it?
I would never would have known because I'm not a huge Alice Cooper fan from back in the day.
Right. And sometimes they appear on some Alice's solo albums. You know, they bring them back every once in a while. So.
Yeah. Like Glenn Buxton died in like 99 or 97.
Right. He's the only one who's dead. The rest of them are all still alive. So.
Yeah. They did a reunion concert a few years ago. That would have been cool to see.
Okay. So,
all right.
I am trailing.
What's man, here? So if I get this next one, I win no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Good luck on this one.
All right.
All right. In the history of Black Sabbath, can you tell me who Dave Walker is?
Dave Walker?
Dave Walker. He has a small piece of Black Sabbath history. And if you're even close, you'll get it right.
Dave Walker. Did he play drums on one tour?
Incorrect.
Dang it.
I'll give you the whole history of Dave Walker because it's kind of a weird history.
All right.
In late 1977, Ozzy quit the band. Left. Okay. Before Never Say Die came out. He quit. He left. They brought in this guy, Dave Walker. He'd been a member of Fleetwood Mac and Savoy Brown. And they started writing material with this guy. He only was in the band, I think, for like 4 months. He appeared on TV once with them. And there's video out there on a show called Look and Hear. It was broadcast in January 1978, and they did the song Junior's Eyes. And then while recording the album, Ozzy asked to come back. And they got rid of Dave Walker. Ozzy came back and did the next tour, did the next album. So,
wow.
Dave Walker was in the band 4 months. We were appeared on TV one time. So he was the original guy who replaced Ozzy before Dio did. Weird, huh?
Yeah, who would have known that?
Yeah, Junior's Eyes is the only song. You can see it on YouTube. It looks weird because, like, who's this guy in front of Black Sabbath? Because it doesn't look like Dio, doesn't look like Ozzy. But, yep.
Right. I don't even know that song.
Junior's Eyes is on Never Say Die.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah, Junior, that's one of those polarized albums that a lot of people didn't like because Ozzy said he didn't want to do any material that the other guy wrote. So they went into they basically went in the studio and had to write in the studio, and that's what. Though the song Never Say Die is really good, and yeah. I like the first three songs on that album, and after that, a lot of Black Sabbath fans don't like that album. So
yeah,
so blame Ozzy for that one.
Okay, I do. Next time I talk to him, I'll let him know.
Yeah, well, he's moving out of the United States now, so. Not going to have a chance. He's going back to Britain.
Well, I guess.
He's afraid of gun violence.
Okay.
Now you go to Britain, you get stabbed. So.
Yeah, well.
Guns, knives.
Now that the queen has passed away, who knows?
Right.
All right, so here's question number 3 for you. If you get this, we tie.
Okay.
All right, so according to the RIAA, what percent of recording music revenue in 2021 was from streaming?
And do I have to get the exact number?
No, I'll give you got 5% either way.
Wow, 5%?
Either way.
Okay, either way. 10% total. Okay, a 10%. Okay. Streaming. I'm going to say, because nobody's buying cassettes anymore. So there's some vinyl. CDs are real low.
Well, you either have streaming, physical.
Okay. Which means, so that could be anything.
Yeah, that could be any kind of media, digital downloads, or syncing, which I don't know what that is, but it has a percentage value. But
so you're asking how much of it is streamed?
Streaming, yep.
Which is different from downloading, so.
Yes.
I'm streaming. I'm going to say 80%.
Oh, you got it right. Well, it's 83, so you're within it. So
83% of money recouped is from streaming, and I know the artists don't get hardly the percentage is so ridiculously low.
Yeah,
it's not even 1%. It's like 1/100 of a percentage or something like that.
Yeah, well, 83% from streaming, and it was a $12 billion business in 2021.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I got that right, so we tied.
Yeah, hey, we tied.
And speaking of streaming, why don't everybody go over to Spotify and sign up for the Hard Rock and Trivia Show playlist and look up HRTS. We now have 16 people following that particular playlist. So,
sweet.
Our goal is to get it up to 20. So, Danny, you have 2 daughters. And I have 2 kids. Maybe we can get them to. My kids hate my music, so. But maybe we can get one of yours to just like the darn playlist, and maybe listen to it once. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I keep adding stuff to it, so I think we're up to, 1,450 songs now. So.
Wow.
So I was listening to it today. You know.
Yeah, and I listen to it usually during the week while I'm working.
And if it's a song. The only thing I don't like about Spotify, there's no way if a song repeats and I heard it like yesterday, I don't know why I can't get it not to play again. Sometimes it does that, and I'll just skip over a song. Or if it's a song, you know, I've heard too much. Like Queensryche, I heard, came up like twice within 20 minutes, so I skipped one Queensryche song. So.
Oh, okay.
I like to be surprised. You know, I don't want to hear the same band over and over.
Now, yeah, I have it on
Shuffle.
I don't know. Yeah, Shuffle.
Yeah, but there's, you never know what's going to pop up and what's not going to pop up. So that's why I treat it like a radio station. So I was in Costco actually listening to it today, shopping with the wife. And I had the one earbud in my ear, and I was jamming some tunes.
Nice.
While I'm picking up crates of water and 50-pound bags of dog food. So, yeah.
And 84 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when we had that big scare? Everybody's, can't find toilet paper anywhere.
Yeah, what am I going to wipe with?
Yeah. It's called, yeah. People are losing their minds.
Yeah.
When we all look back on that whole period, that COVID period, we're going to look at ourselves and go, we were idiots.
We panicked. Everybody just panicked.
Oh, especially the state of California. There's still some places you still have to wear a mask in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, I get the hospitals. I'll put a mask on in the hospitals. But
yeah.
I'm fine with that. But other places, come on.
Since I work in a hospital, anytime I go into work, I have to wear one.
Yeah, that's acceptable. I'm cool with that. But how about the people who are by themselves in their cars wearing a mask?
That cracks me up. Who are you protecting yourself, or who are you protecting?
Or the guy riding his bicycle with a mask on. Like, really?
Come on, dude.
Oy. Come on, people.
But, you know, it doesn't matter to me. You want to wear a mask, wear a mask. Just...
Yeah, I'm fine with, I mean, if you've ever been to Tokyo or any place, and actually if you've been to Seoul too, you'll see people walking around masks all the time. I saw it 20 years ago, so.
Yeah.
Okay, on that happy note, I think we're done.
We did it.
We finished the show, and I don't think it's 74 minutes long this time.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get it down to like 45.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody out there, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And keep rocking.
Go listen to Spotify.
There you go.
All right, bye.